You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News.
A vote is expected at some point today in the U.S. Senate that would approve a foreign aid package sending billions to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
But Utah Senator Mike Lee is among the loudest voices speaking against the bills. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Perry Russum in Washington, who says $60 billion in the package would go to help Ukraine fight against the Russian invasion.
Republican Congressman Tom Keene in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv yesterday.
I am confident that with the stringent oversight and accountability measures in place to ensure that our aid is not subject to fraud, corruption, or diversion, and once on the battlefield, we know that U.S.-provided weapons will be put to good use.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the bill's approval in the House a life-saving decision. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Utah Senator Mike Lee is among the loudest voices in the Senate trying to get the aid package voted down. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continuing our team coverage.
Senator Mike Lee tells Fox News he's disappointed House Republicans are essentially breaking ranks and missing the chance to force a new border deal.
We started saying months ago, Ukraine doesn't get another dime, especially until such time as the border is secure, until Congress has passed legislation to force Joe Biden's hand. And that didn't happen.
Lee fought hard against the last proposed border deal that fellow Republicans had tied to Ukraine aid. Now he's urging at least 40 of his Senate colleagues to join him in voting no. It's going to take 60 senators voting yes for this bill to pass. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Part of the bill package before the Senate would also force the sale of TikTok from its Chinese owners, or the app would face a ban in the U.S. TikTok has been spending millions in ad campaigns asking users to contact their lawmakers to argue against the bill's passage.
Students at several college campuses across the nation are finding themselves between dueling protests. Here's ABC's Lionel Moise.
Tensions boiling over as pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses from coast to coast.
You have been warned by New York University to leave the area.
Police in riot gear dismantling encampment at New York University, arresting multiple people accused of ignoring a deadline to disperse. Police and the school describing disorderly, disruptive, and antagonizing behavior that has interfered with the safety and security of our community.
At least two dozen people were arrested at NYU, while over 100 were arrested at Columbia.
There's a growing number of people calling for Mitt Romney to be the next president of Harvard.
This whole idea started with a Washington Post op-ed written by Daniel Rosen, the president of the American Jewish Congress, who proposed Senator Romney lead Harvard and, quote, clean it up. He continued noting, while many at the university likely won't share Romney's political views, he believes Romney could combat what he calls, quote, unchecked anti-Semitism on campus. And then just yesterday, Senator John Fetterman, a fellow Harvard alum, shared that op-ed on X saying, quote, I co-sign. Romney is retiring from the Senate at the end of this term. The former Massachusetts governor and Harvard alum has yet to comment on the idea. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
After the deaths of two e-scooter riders in less than a month, safety concerns are top of mind. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
A report from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission found 111 e-scooter riders were killed between 2017 and 2022. Most of those deaths were because of car accidents or control issues. Of all the e-scooter injuries during that time frame, only 13% of riders wore helmets. Safety experts say you should always wear helmets and reflective clothing while riding, check to make sure the e-scooter is in good working condition, and be aware of your surroundings.
The report says scooter riders should follow the same rules of the road as cyclists.
KSL weather with Matt Johnson. It's starting to heat up.
St. George hit their first 90-degree day yesterday on Monday, and it's not far from the average normal first appearance of 90 in Washington County. That's usually around April 29th. For contrast, last year we hit it about April 30th, so we come about a week early this year.
Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City should see a high today of 74 degrees.
Time again for First Look Traffic, and Andy, a few trouble spots.
Yeah, the biggest one is the delay on I-15 from Lehigh all the way over Point of the Mountain and into Draper, taking people an extra 20 to 30 minutes of travel time, unfortunately. That's just to get into the valley. We've got a lot of slowing on Redwood, trying to get up from Lehigh into Salt Lake County. We've had slowdowns. Now we have some odd southbound delay creeping in between 7200 and 90 south in Sandy. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Dating apps say they are beefing up their safety features.
Tinder's Share My Date feature allows users to send their dates pictures to family and friends along with all the meetup information. Match.com has a system that alerts emergency contacts if a date is going badly. And Utah lawmakers are actively working on legislation that will increase accountability on the apps. But USU senior Nicole Griggs says these are all good steps that are being made, but that doesn't mean she can let her guard down.
I think it's amazing and great and does help me kind of take a sigh of relief, but personally, I'm just going to take my own precautions.
Griggs says even with added features, she always meets her date in a public location and keeps in contact with friends throughout the date. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.